Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. Officials say a video released today by Hamas shows that footage of two Israeli hostages indicates that the two men are still alive. As NPR's Peter Kenyon reports, one of the hostages is a dual U.S. citizen believed to be held in Gaza.
American citizen Keith Siegel is seen in the video, which also includes footage of another hostage, Omri Meron. Israeli media reported that Siegel was abducted from his home in Kfar Aza, one of the sites Hamas militants swept into on October 7th. Israel says they killed some 1,200 people and took hostages. The second hostage in the video, Omri Meron, was reportedly taken from his home in Kibbutz Nahal Oz. Israel's Channel 12 News quoted Omri Meron's father, who called it the first sign of life from his son, adding, "I am excited to tears." Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.
Hamas officials say they're reviewing a new Israeli proposal for a ceasefire in Gaza. Egypt, meanwhile, is increasing its efforts to act as a mediator for a new deal there. The latest effort comes as Israel has placed dozens of tanks and armored vehicles close to the Gaza city of Rafah for a possible attack. Residents of eastern Nebraska were searching through debris today after an EF3 tornado ripped through the area on Friday. More than 150 homes in Omaha's western suburbs were leveled by the storm. Nebraska Public Media's Brian Beach has more.
Preliminary damage reports indicate the tornado had winds up to 165 miles per hour when it hit Elkhorn, Nebraska, just after 4 p.m. Friday. No deaths and only a few minor injuries have been reported, something Chris Franks with the National Weather Service says is a testament to people taking warnings seriously.
When you see events like this around the country with this level of damage on tornadoes on the ground for this long, and almost inevitably you end up with fatalities or critical injuries.
Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen says he received a call from President Biden offering federal support for the cleanup process. More severe storms are expected in the Midwest throughout the remainder of the weekend. For NPR News, I'm Brian Beach in Omaha, Nebraska.
The Texas Supreme Court has ruled that universities are not financially liable for the in-person experiences students lost during the COVID-19 pandemic. From member station KERA, Toluwani Osibamuwa reports.
Luke Hogan alleged SMU stripped students of an in-person college experience when the pandemic hit in spring 2020 and the school went to remote instruction. Students at SMU each paid an estimated $25,000 in tuition and more than $3,000 in fees. But the Texas Supreme Court ruled that a 2021 law retroactively protects SMU from having to pay that back, and that the law doesn't violate the Texas Constitution. George Christian is with the Texas Civil Justice League.
I think the legislature felt sort of act of God situation like this. You know, everybody had to take a hit, and they did.
Critics say the COVID liability protection law was passed specifically to protect universities. For NPR News, I'm Toluwani Osibemowo in Dallas.
And this is NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Homes.com. When you're home shopping as a parent, you have lots of questions about local schools. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by a dedicated in-house research team. It's also you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.